we go.
It's the perfect season. And perhaps the sweetest premiership of all. And strike around the body. Piers, he loves it.
They've got the chocolates
and he might have the chicken.
All right, gather around. Look each other in the eyes. Put your game faces on and strap yourself in because it's time for the Monday Waffle Podcast.
That it is. Welcome to the Monday Waffle Podcast, episode 9. You're with Grady and Simon. Simon, how's your long weekend been?
Oh, it's been pretty lazy, Grady. I'll tell you what, it gets sick of hearing that bloke at the end of the sting.
He
sounds pretty
sucks.
Annoying, doesn't it? Oh, geez. Get someone new.
Actually, he might be in the room with me right now.
Yeah, might be. Hey, long weekend, didn't do much at all. I literally laid on the couch and watched about 5 games of AFL footy.
How good's that? Tipping was pretty hard this weekend.
It was. I unfortunately told my wife to tip Carlton. I can't believe it.
Oh, well, I'm a Dockers. Like through and through, and I tipped Collingwood.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's sacrilegious.
It's
tipping in. Like, even the most.
It's pretty bad.
The best tippers in the world, most of them still tip with
my
their
dad has tipped the Dockers 451 weeks in a row.
Well, he'd be happy.
Yeah, he's a legend, but I'm just disappointed in myself. Anyway,
hell of a
on to the Monday Waffle Podcast. So, few waffle games around this weekend. There's actually some playing right now.
Yeah, 3 games already completed. There's 2 on today, 2 derbies as well. So East Fremantle taking on South Fremantle. And at Leaderville Oval this afternoon, it's just about to wrap up. You've got West Perth and East Perth.
And Simon, we have Matt down at the game right now. Matt, tell us who's playing, what's going on.
So, Grady, I'm down at Leaderville Oval today and I'm watching East Perth versus West Perth, a derby. And it's a fairly close affair at the moment, only 11 points separating the two teams. East Perth sort of broke away a bit in the third quarter. They kicked about 3 goals to West Perth's 1. And if you can hear the crowd getting rolled up, that's simply because it is such a tightly fought contest here.
We did just hear the crowd go wild. So what happened?
So there's been a few queries about holding the ball. And it's safe to say the fans are getting quite restless about the whole situation. But West Perth have just kicked back in this fourth quarter. And there was a 24-point deficit between the two, and they've brought it back to 11 points. So I'll try and keep you guys posted throughout the rest of the game, but it's a fairly closely fought affair.
Any standout so far, Matt?
Jackson Ramsey's continuing his good form. He's absolutely racking up the footy. And obviously, Rowan Kerr's doing very well for East Perth as well.
And Aaron Black, how's Aaron Black going, captain of West Perth?
Yep, Aaron Black's been finding plenty of the footy. He's definitely been amongst it as well.
What about the crowd down there, Matt? It's obviously a long weekend here in Perth, and there's 2 games on this afternoon, both derbies. Is there a few people in there to watch?
It's a fairly good showing, Simon. They've got everything here. They've got Mr. Whippy Bands. They've got takeaway coffee. You can even find yourself a draft beer if you look carefully enough. What better way to spend, you know, a public holiday afternoon, and the weather just is fantastic.
A pretty big game in the context of the season, obviously, with West Perth just sitting outside the 5 at the moment and East Perth languishing near the bottom. We'll check back in with Matt at the end of the game, where hopefully he'll be talking to Jackson Ramsey.
As we head around the ground, Simon, we'll chat about different games that happened over the weekend. There's only been 3 so far, but starting with Perth versus Swan Districts at Perth's home ground in Lathlane, Mineral Resources
the
Park.
The best named ground in Perth.
Yeah,
what a cracker.
Mineral Resources Park, what a mouthful. Perth just got the win over Swan Districts by 6 points. So
having
it's pretty
a hell of a
tight.
Season, they
are, but they started dominating, and they're slowly the other teams are catching up to them. So they were lucky to get the win in. The usuals played pretty well. I think Clinton Jones did really, really well. The likes of Corey Yeo, Michael Sinclair, they all had very good games.
Clinton Jones had 40 plus disposals.
42 to be precise.
Leather poising, took his own ball
what
to the game.
Absolute legend.
Do you reckon he's one of the better players coming back from AFL into Waffle? Because he's been out of AFL for quite a few years now.
There are a few. And I think, like, obviously the AFL players have more than one role in a team in Waffle. They have obviously a leadership role and bringing AFL skills to that level. But I think it's really good as him, like, showing that once you leave AFL, it doesn't necessarily mean your career is over. So
no.
He's a great example of that. What else happened?
Claremont had another good win, so 31 points over the West Coast Eagles, who would probably rue some inaccurate kicking. They say, Grady, bad kicking is bad footy, and the Eagles, 6 goals, 12 behinds, 48, were defeated by Claremont, 12 goals, 7 behind, 79. And again, we talked about some of the usual suspects. Well, Kane Mitchell and Jai Bolton both had over 30 disposals in this game. There weren't too many great ball winners for the Eagles, but Chris Maston, I'm actually not sure what he prefers, but he had another pretty good game. And look, it's a difficult question for the likes of Chris Maston. The Eagles are winning now and starting to play some pretty good footy. So where does he fit? Does he come back into the side? You probably don't change a winning team. But it's an interesting one. But Claremont just keep rolling on. I know Ash from this podcast tipped them to win, and they started well, but they've sort of floundered the last couple of weeks. But it'll be good to get back in the winner's circle for them. So Claremont got up.
And so did Subi, which is no surprise.
I reckon people have said that for, 102 of the last 103 weeks.
Yeah, they're still killing it. They went up 99-58 against Peel Thunder. And that was at David Gray's Arena. So their kicking was okay, 15 goals, 9 behinds. Peel's was not that good with 8 goals, 10 behinds. And the usual standouts, obviously, Carl Horsley, Greg Clark, Angus Litherland, like the usuals. Ben Sokol played really well. It's interesting to see, though, that for Peel, they had a few standout Dockers players. So I wonder who's going to come back in. As you say, you don't change a winning team. But hearing that the Dockers did well against Collingwood, it's like, where did the likes of maybe Harley Bennell fit in? Like, he played really well, no goals, but 25 disposals, and he's not injured, which is, touch wood, very good for the Dockers. And Mitch Crowden, like, he hasn't been in the Dockers side for a little while, but he could be knocking on the door. Bailey Banfield, same as well. So it'd be interesting to see who will be getting the call up from Peel.
Well, as a Dockers fan, Grady, you've got to be quite optimistic. You know, you knock off Collingwood, one of the premiership favourites, and then you've got the likes of, as you say, Harley Bennell, Griffin Logue, Hayden Ballantyne, Bailey Banfield had a pretty good game. They're all running around in the twos, and although Peel didn't win, starting to get a bit of depth about your side.
Definitely. And I don't envy the AFL players. Like, they've got to keep their spot in the side every week, and with players of this skill level in the seconds, it must be pretty stressful, I'd say.
And we might talk a little bit about that later on in the Monday Rumble, but just before we leave that, Subiaco playing their first game without Josh DeLuca.
Yes.
Who obviously went over to Carlton, and we've heard the big news with Carlton today.
Brendan Bolton, see you later.
See you later, yeah.
See you, Bolts.
Crazy stuff. But
what's with this? Like, it's just like hot seat, see you later, like.
Oh, look, I know we're the Waffle Podcast, they all do. But let's just maybe spend a minute or so discussing coaching. It's a difficult role, and Brendan Bolton, to his credit, sat in today on the press conference.
That was very, very inspirational.
Pretty brave.
Very brave. You just lost your job.
It's his livelihood. And, you know, he's got family and friends who are obviously suffering as well.
Yeah.
Tough business, because you don't have the cattle. It's pretty hard to be a good coach. And Carlton, to be honest, probably should have done better than they have the last couple of years.
Yeah,
but
they've got a great side. It's just like, I don't know, like, you can't blame the coach.
Well, an up-and-coming side, you know.
Yeah.
I was one person who thought they'd achieve more this year than they have already.
I agree.
But one
with
win.
Like, yeah, no.
I don't care who you are as coach. One win, and I think 4 or 5 for the last 2.5, 3 years. So
yeah, it's
unfortunately
nuts.
He's out the door. But Josh DeLuca, who knows? Maybe
Josh could
mean
be the main man.
He could be the new guy. Could dive straight
he
in.
He could be the black swan.
That's around the grounds for the Waffle Podcast. Our man on the ground, Matty Fasalis, is out there at Leaderville Oval this afternoon for the West Perth-East Perth Derby. That game has just wrapped up with East Perth winning 10-12-72 to 9-8-62 down in Fremantle. Pretty close game for most of that matchup, but the South Freo Bulldogs 16-7-103 defeated the East Freo Sharks 10-11-71. And Matty Fasalis caught up with Jackson Ramsey from the East Perth Royals.
So, Jackson, congratulations on the win today. You had a pretty massive game once again. Obviously, 30 disposals, good on you. The boys did very well to sort of stave off West Perth when they were coming in that fourth quarter. Brought it back to 11 points. How'd you guys stop them and hold them off?
Yeah, well, we spoke about it at three-quarter time that obviously last week was disappointing, losing in the last 5 seconds of the game. So we've cast our minds back to that and just remembered all the learnings from the week. And then you would have saw in that last 5 minutes we held onto the ball beautifully and saw the siren out.
And derby games like this, you know, you've got a massive crowd. How do you prepare for something like that?
For me, it's a little bit different, being played a couple of years over in Eastern, some big games. But for these younger guys, it's just starting the game well and doing the basics well. And then once the game opens up, then they can start to, you know, look for those ones inside or take someone on. So it's more like getting everyone else ready rather than yourself. Yeah.
So you guys are starting to now get a few wins on the boards. What do you do going forward in the sort of latter half of this season now?
Yeah, we're still a long way to finals, but it's definitely in our reach. Like we can definitely get there if we keep ticking these wings along. But we just got to stay in every game and just keep learning, because it's not going to come from me and all the senior boys. It's the bottom tier or the younger players that are going to win us games this year, and that's what we find today. Like Dobbo kicked 4, Stan Wright's having an impact, and all these guys. So it's really good.
Speaking of finals, West Perth sort of were on the cusp of getting into a position where they qualify for them. Obviously, they really wanted to win this game, but you guys prevented that. How did you prepare during the week, knowing that they really wanted to get those points to put them in that top four position?
Well, we just sort of took it as like we did. South Fremantle. Just prepare like we normally do. We had a bit of a longer break playing on Monday, but I found like we came in pretty fresh, and we just prepared like any other week.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome to the Monday Rumble, the most anticipated segment of any podcast in the entire world. Simon.
What are you basing that on?
My own judgments.
Yeah,
but
gotcha.
It's okay. It's pretty anticipated.
Do you reckon people make it to the Monday Rumble? Do you reckon it's
true? I hope so. It's the most anticipated part.
Please hold on for the Rumble.
Please hear us
argue.
Maybe
we should put our better segments at the front.
Maybe we should. I can't really talk right now,
next
but
week.
Maybe we should.
Okay.
Anyway, today's Monday Rumble is, do you change a winning team? This is off the back of the Dockers just beating the number one team in the competition, is what I'll call them, Collingwood.
And the Eagles having good form as well.
They're Eagles having good form as well. Sorry, I'm just a Dockers fan.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, do you change a winning team? I say no, but I'll argue my point in a minute.
Oh, you want me to argue first?
Yes.
Absolutely. I think resting on your laurels is one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of modern football, not only football, but sporting coaches make. The Dockers, fantastic victory. Don't get me wrong, beat one of the best teams in the competition away from home at the MCG, where traditionally they've struggled. Last year, they could barely get to 20 or 30 points away from home. This year, they've already knocked off GWS in Canberra, and they've knocked off Collingwood in Melbourne. Great for Fremantle, but if they want to be serious contenders, if they want to push all the way through to the big games at the end of the year, they need to start looking into people that maybe haven't performed well. And I don't buy into this fact that it's a team game, and if the team wins, then you preserve that success and keep the same team for next week. There's players playing in the waffle at the moment, and we mentioned Harley Bunnell earlier, who's had two fantastic games. Get him back in the side. He's a match winner of the highest caliber. He's one of the most talented players in the competition when he's up and running, which he hasn't been for a few years. But mm-hmm. Harley Bunnell, how long, honestly, before he maybe injures himself again? And then we see this whole process of Harley Bunnell going back out of the team,
yep,
doing his rehab, falling out of love with footy, and maybe not coming back to the level that he's capable of. I reckon throw these guys in and make Fremantle even better team.
Okay, so love your points, but if Harley Bunnell comes back, first quarter, 5 minutes in, calf goes, see you later. However, if we had just left the team how it was, they could just keep dominating. So I think the players work hard enough to secure their spot in the team every week. They're gelling as a great team, and they're coming out to win in some of the most adverse situations. Like, sorry, beating GWS in Canberra, that is unheard of.
Great win.
And Freo did it. So I say keep the team as it is, give it a crack, and if it's starting to unfold, then have a look at where the gaps are, have a look at where the weaknesses are. But for now, they're all gelling so well. Like the likes of Rory Lobb coming in, Luke Ryan dominating the back line. We've got our back line, I would say, is one of the best in the competition. And if you're going to mess with it, like, why throw someone in who hasn't really been at that level for a while, like the likes of Griffin Logue, who's been injured for a while? Why throw them straight in the deep end when they haven't really gelled with the team for a little while? So I think keep it as it is, and if it's not working, then reassess.
I think, look, injuries are going to happen, and we saw Alex Pearce go down on the weekend. Not
yeah,
really
he's
sure
out
what
for
the prognosis
season.
Out for the season
just came through.
All right, there you go. So someone's got to fill the breach. Griffin Logue is back playing waffle footy now.
Yep,
he's a tall that could come straight into the side. You look at someone like Brennan Cox. He had 7 disposals on the weekend in a win.
So that's a weakness I'm talking about that you need to change.
So maybe someone else needs to come in.
Yeah, so work on the weaknesses is what I'm saying. They don't automatically deserve a spot in the team, but weaknesses need to be assessed. And second topic for Monday Rumble, because I feel like we have two today, is should there be waffle on a public holiday?
And should there be waffle podcasts on a public holiday?
That's a no for the second one, but we both agree on that.
What do you reckon? Should there be footy on today?
No. I think the footballers deserve a break. They obviously, like, I know most of them have full-time jobs and things like that, and they can't enjoy their public holiday. Like, yeah, it's great for you and I to go watch when we get to watch on a public holiday, but keep football to Saturdays.
Isn't, I would say most Mondays are public holidays for footballers anyway. Well, maybe they do their review on a Monday, so their Tuesday's their day off.
That's AFL though. Like, most waffle players have full-time jobs.
Yeah, okay. So they have a day off today from work, but they're going to play footy instead.
So that's work.
Look, yeah. I disagree. Surprise, surprise. I think that footy needs to be on public holidays because it does give numerous amounts of people an opportunity to go to the footy that they didn't normally have. Now, not everyone is free on the weekend, which is traditionally when football's played, especially the waffle, which we discussed earlier in the year in a Monday Rumble. Having these Monday games and two derbies, which I think they were calling WA Day Derbies, a bit of a lousy name, but a wonderful opportunity for people to get out. Fantastic weather today here in Perth, and I'd be really surprised if both crowds at those games weren't some of the higher ones for the season.
Yeah.
It's a great chance for families to get along as well. They're in the afternoon, so you can do whatever you want in the morning. As a player, I understand maybe some frustration.
They didn't get to drink all weekend.
That's probably the biggest issue. And that's maybe an issue for next
Block
week's
party.
Rumble.
They didn't get to go.
Yeah, true. Or maybe, look, next year, I just think it's a great opportunity for, it can be a family outing. And a lot of children's sport is on the weekend as well. Yeah. So it doesn't give kids an opportunity to go along with their parents.
And they also don't get to go away on a weekend. Like a long weekend, footballers can't go away. But they can't go away anyway. So that just really rules out that point, doesn't it?
Yeah, no sojourns down to Margaret River or...
So sorry, boys.
Or Albany. There you go. That's the Monday Rumble for another week.
And the Monday podcast.
Oh, we're done.
Done.
All right. Pack her up, boys.
See you next week, boys.